Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks so much for listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. If you missed our conversation with Patrick Mahomes, we will replay it for you coming up in 30 minutes. At the bottom of the hour, we will replay our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs on his record-breaking contract of 10 years, $503 million. My name is Carrington Harrison. To my right, it is the sports machine, Sean Levine. Rob Brenton producing this thing on the radio.com app. Let's head to Houston, Texas right now to be joined by Sports Radio 610 morning host Sean Pendergrass. We were talking about Deshaun Watson, and is he a player that we think is going to be worthy of signing a 10-year contract? Sean, I appreciate you coming on. What's the reaction in Houston to the Mahomes deal?
Yeah, Carrington, I think it was a bit of a haymaker. I don't think getting a deal done was necessarily unexpected, but obviously the magnitude of the deal, and more the optics of the magnitude, because the devil's always in the details with deals like this. But it's obviously a massive deal. I think most people here expected Dak Prescott's situation to get resolved before Mahomes. So I think the timing was just a little bit unexpected. And just the sheer magnitude of how the numbers look, you know, when you do the numbers out and it's, you know, on the surface, it looks like, wow, 10-year, $50 million extension. I don't think Texans fans were expecting the ceiling to be that high on a deal with Deshaun Watson. So I think there's probably a little bit of nerves, but I think there's been a little bit of nerves anyway surrounding Deshaun's situation this offseason with the Texans.
What public smoke has there been regarding a contract extension? Because he is at the same point in his career as Mahomes where he can now renegotiate his deal. I haven't heard a whole lot about it. What's the talk in Houston around Deshaun signing a new deal?
I think the expectation is that there should be a deal this summer before the season starts. Now, this is before that we got hit with a pandemic that may affect the salary cap next year. I don't know that that's necessarily going to affect Deshaun getting a deal done. It may affect more of the guys that are kind of the middle to upper middle class guys on the team going forward. But I think most people have expected a deal for Deshaun to get done for Deshaun this offseason. Some of the scuttlebutt had been maybe a shorter extension, like a 3-year extension, kind of like a Kirk Cousins 3-year fully guaranteed extension. And so from that standpoint, I think if Deshaun were to do something like that, I think in a weird way, the Mahomes deal affects him a little bit less because we saw what Mahomes' money was for the first 3 or 4 years of the deal. You know, it was more like in the $38, $39, $40 million range. I think if Deshaun wound up signing a 3-year extension on the 2 years he has left to make it 5 years, and the extension was somewhere in the high 30s, nearing $40 million. I think most Texan fans would be very, very happy with that. I think Deshaun might be happy with that, too.
I was just going to ask you that from a dollar perspective. How much money do you think was possibly made from Deshaun Watson from this deal? Because I always thought the ceiling for Mahomes' contract was around $40 to maybe $42 million. He obviously blew past that. There has to be some kind of residual effect to the other quarterbacks who are in the midst of negotiating their deal and coming up next year like Lamar Jackson. From a dollar standpoint, what do you think this means for Houston and Deshaun?
I think, you know, a lot of that money is on kind of the back end. If I'm looking at the Mahomes flow chart on the extension correctly, you know, again, Carrington, you know, I think with Deshaun, I don't think Deshaun or the Texans are looking at doing anything in the neighborhood of 10 years. I mean, this is just not unprecedented, but in these times, you know, I don't know when the last 9 or 10 year deal done that we saw was with a quarterback. So I think Deshaun, I think the Texans are going to look at the first 3 or 4 years of the Mahomes contract, and I think that's going to be the approach that they take. And I think there will probably be some tough conversations about Mahomes having won an MVP in a Super Bowl that may take place. I think ultimately what we thought all along is that Deshaun's going to settle in somewhere in between Mahomes and Dak Prescott, and I think that's probably where ultimately we wind up anyways, with a deal that's not nearly as long as Patrick Mahomes' deal.
So to close out here, it sounds like you think there's a chance that he signs a Kirk Cousins deal where it's a very short, fully guaranteed deal. Whenever this gets done this summer, because I'm with you, it's in Houston's best interest to go ahead and get this done. What do you think the final numbers look like for Deshaun Watson?
I think, and this is just, you know, this is obviously speculation just based on a little bit of scuttlebutt and math. I think ultimately he tacks 3 years on to the 2 years he still has left. And he winds up with a three-year extension somewhere in between 115 and the low 120s in terms of money. And I think it would be nearly fully guaranteed, maybe a few little incentives built in for the same things Mahomes has built in for AFC championships, Super Bowls, MVPs, things like that. But I think that's ultimately where Deshaun settles in. And I think Deshaun, I think that would be a good deal for Deshaun, because I think Mahomes is better off betting on the Chiefs long-term than Deshaun is betting on the Texans and Bill O'Brien long-term. So I think that'd be a good deal for both sides. And Deshaun becomes a free agent again if it reaches that point, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years from now.
That is Sean Pendergast. He does radio in Houston on Sports Radio 610. Sean, always good talking to you, my friend. Stay happy, stay healthy.
Yeah, you too, Carrington. Stay safe, my man.
That's Sean Pendergast from Houston joining us. I think what he said there at the end is a huge testament to Mahomes' commitment to the Kansas City Chiefs. If you are an NFL player where your goal is to pursue excellence and win championships, like we just heard Patrick Mahomes say it is, you want to be with an organization that you feel best helps you get there. For you to sign up for 12 more years of playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, where you don't really have any outs, only the organization has those outs, you are trusting that they are always going to put you in a position to win a championship. That's ultimately what Mahomes decided yesterday. Mahomes looked at all of his options and decided, the best place for me to win championships, the best place for me to potentially become the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL is right here in Kansas City. Let's take care of the money side, but I want to be here with Andy Reid. I want to be here with Brett Veach, who has shown at every single turn, I'm going to put offensive weapons around him, whether it's the drafting of Mecole Hardman when we were worried about Tyree. Think about it. When you all go back to it, we were worried about Tyreek Hill missing 4 games. They went out and got a whole other wide receiver to make sure that Pat was fine. They got a running back last year in the first round when most people will tell you don't take running backs in the first round. So their general manager has always shown that I'm going to do the best by Pat. The coach certainly has done that and created that environment. That's what this 12-year deal and 10-year extension signifies. Pat's confidence that the Chiefs are the best place for him to win championships, that's different than I think what's going on in Houston. I don't know how you can have that level of commitment to what Bill O'Brien has built there.
Yeah, clearly Pat has the ultimate faith in his head coach and in his general manager and in the ownership. He loves being here, and the organization fan base love him equally back. In the case of the Houston Texans, so remind me, who's their head coach?
Bill O'Brien.
And who's their general manager?
Bill O'Brien.
So if you're Deshaun Watson, there's not a snowball's chance in hell that he would commit to what Patrick Mahomes did yesterday, 10, 12 years. Now, I don't think that that's ever going to come up. I think that it was a very unique scenario, and Pat is literally the one player in the league, maybe in the history of the league, at 24, 25 years old, that you would even contemplate signing for a decade or 12 years. I don't think Dak's in that conversation. I don't think Lamar's in that conversation, and I don't think Deshaun Watson's in that conversation. I mean, I'm looking at his numbers last year. Here are the quarterbacks, and he was healthy, by the way, last year, Deshaun Watson. Here are the quarterbacks that had more passing touchdowns than him. Lamar Jackson, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Drew Brees, Jimmy Garoppolo, Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, and then we're talking about Deshaun Watson with 26 passing touchdowns, and he didn't even throw for 4,000 yards last season. Again, I'm with you. I think that he's got all the potential in the world. The question is he in the right situation? Because that's never been a question with Patrick Mahomes.
I think if we want to have the conversation about what does Mahomes' contract means, I think it shows you that teams are willing to be creative if you have the leverage. Like Mahomes had all the leverage in this situation. So the Chiefs got creative and gave him a deal that works out for both sides. Why can't that work on a smaller scale with another quarterback? Like, if you're Deshaun Watson and you say to yourself, hey, I know I'm not going to get the same deal that Patrick Mahomes got. I haven't done enough. I'm not going to get the 10-year deal. But I could get a 3-year fully guaranteed deal in the same way that Kirk Cousins got. Maybe I sign a 4-year deal for a little bit more money and you make 95% of it guaranteed. Like, there's ways to be creative and not give you Patrick Mahomes' deal. That there's no player in the NFL that is warranted to me of this level of commitment. You know how much I love Aaron Donald. Wouldn't sign him to a 10-year deal. Think about some of the players on offense. Like, football is designed that once you get past 30, the teams throw you away and then you're another team's problem. It's different at the quarterback position. It's also different if you have this amount of leverage and things you've accomplished in your career. So I think more than anything, what it's going to show these guys as they look to get paid is, hey, Kansas City was willing to get creative for a deal that made sense for both Kansas City and Mahomes. Why can't you do the same for me if I'm Lamar Jackson? I'm a 23-year-old who's already won MVP. Why can't you do the same for me if I'm Deshaun Watson, where if I hit the open market, I might get a deal very similar to Mahomes because a player of my caliber never hits the open market? I think it's going to force teams to get more creative and also create some flexibility where you can pay your quarterback and also sign a player like Chris Jones or also continue to be active in free agency like a lot of teams want to be.
There's also very different levels of players. Like, when we're having the conversation about Dak Prescott, he's a really good football player. Like, you think he's a top 5 quarterback. I think he's a top 10 quarterback, whatever. Lamar Jackson, you think he's going to win Super Bowls and continue winning MVPs. Cool. But he's not even close to Patrick Mahomes. It's kind of like the money's the proof in the pudding. And look at what a guy like, for example, I'm going to cross sport compare here, Eric Hosmer guy. We agreed that at the time, that was a hot commodity. He was young, coming off of a World Series, great in the clubhouse, great with the glove. He got a $144 million contract over 8 years. We would all take that deal. But he's not Mike Trout. Mike Trout signed a $400 million contract. To me, that's the difference. We're talking about players like Dak Prescott that are really good compared to Patrick Mahomes that are all-time great.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will replay our conversation with Patrick Mahomes. If you missed it, you don't got to go too far. We will replay our conversation with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes coming up at 3:30. But before we do that, let's take a trip inside the mind of the machine. That's next on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the radio.com app. Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the radio.com app. If you missed it, we will replay our interview with Patrick Mahomes coming up in 15 minutes. Go ahead and keep it locked in. In 15 minutes, we'll replay our conversation with the franchise quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. You can always interact with the show at phone line, 913-576-7610. Again, Patrick Mahomes coming up in 15 minutes. But before we do that, let's take a trip inside the mind of the machine.
Speaking of that dude, Patrick Mahomes, earlier today, Randy Moss said in his prime, if he would have played with Pat, he would have caught 30 touchdown passes a season. Is that accurate?
I don't think he would have caught 30 touchdown passes, but he probably would have had one season where he would have caught 20.
How many did catch Rob the 1 year that he really went off with the Patriots? Because it was more than 20. If my stats, you know, my memory's been shot for years.
I think it was like 22, I think.
Which is, that's what I was going to say. That just sounds ridiculous. Did he really have 22 touchdown catches 1 year?
23 in 2007 with that freak show offense. He also had 17 twice in his career.
Yeah, he was a
He had 17 his rookie season. At 21 years old, he had 70 catches, 1,300 yards, and 17 touchdowns.
Not too shabby. After the Patriots signed Cam Newton a few days ago, should they now be the favorite to win that division?
I still think Buffalo is better than them. It's something about Josh Allen that makes me not want to be all in, but I still think that Buffalo has a better roster. I think they have better pass catching options. I think they have a better running back. I think that their defense is solid enough and they're well coached. Like, if I had to pick a team to win the division, I'd still would pick Buffalo.
Rob, you sticking with Buffalo?
I'm just welcoming you guys on the bandwagon.
I never joined.
No one has circled the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
I mean, what are we joining the bandwagon for? If we're joining
the
bandwagon,
I had their third best team back in March.
Okay, I'm not a third best team. I'm talking about them winning the AFC East. I'm on that bandwagon. I'm on the bandwagon of them winning double digit games. I still don't know if I'm fully on that third best team in the NFL bandwagon. Really quick before we continue on the Mind of the Machine, the Royals have announced that Brad Keller and Ryan O'Hearn have both tested positive for the coronavirus. So that is now three Royals players who have tested positive: Salvador Perez, Brad Keller, and Ryan O'Hearn, not to mention their manager has also tested positive as well.
This is going swell. All of a sudden, Rob over there turned into Chris Brenton Berman. Whoop, yeah. No one circles the wagons like the Buff, the Oakland Raiders. Well, you mentioned all the players testing positive for coronavirus, and now we're still, what, 22 days away from the NBA season restarting, and I believe, what is it, 18 days from the baseball season supposed to restart. Where are you that we're going to get underway? Because I got to admit, I'm back to 50-50 that baseball and basketball are even going to get going.
I don't know if you've ever left from 50-50 on both of those things.
That's fair.
When it comes to Major League Baseball, I'll probably put it at 70-30 that they are going to start. The baseball players who have pushed back the entire time, I don't even know if the owners have met the very easy standard of creating a safe and healthy environment for the players. I'm still at 100% that the NBA is going to start. Like, we're sitting here in our studios right now watching the basketball tournament, TBT. They're playing. They haven't had many issues. They're in a bubble. They can monitor it regularly. They're not going home. I think it's going to be a lot easier for the NBA to start. Are they going to finish? We'll see what happens over the course of the bubble. I don't think anyone has an answer to that, but are they going to start? I feel pretty confident the NBA is going to.
Let's talk NBA for a minute and only a minute. Start, sit, cut, C-Dot. Zion, Trae Young, Luka. Start, sit, cut.
Luka, start, sit, Zion, cut, Trae Young. I think Luka has a chance to be one of the 10 greatest point guards in the history of the league. My question with Zion would just be his body and his health. Now, he looked fantastic the most recent picture that we've seen. If his body can hold up, I think he's Charles Barkley, which would greatly change my opinion on in this question of long-term. Trae Young, he has to prove to me that he's not just going to be a guy that scores a lot of points on a losing team. He's been that ever since we heard about him at Oklahoma.
You know whose body's held up? 50 Cent. It's also his birthday today, Rob. How old is he?
Has his body actually held up?
Yeah, 50 looks good.
I guess if you get shot and you live, I guess that counts as your body holding up.
I would say so.
I will say 50 is 47 today.
$1.
You are correct, Carrington. 50 is 45.
I was right around it.
I was going to guess 46, and I was like, let me just go $1.
You've played this game before.
Let me go $1.
You? How old is Sylvester Stallone today, Carrington?
73.
Ooh, that's really good. I'll say 74.
I'll say you are correct, Rob. Way to get back in the game. All right, Rob. This is for all the marbles.
He was exactly 74?
He was exactly 74. Kevin Hart. Big day for birthdays.
Kevin Hart. I'm going to say Kevin Hart's 42.
45.
41. I can't pay anybody. Sorry. You guys know the rules. Joey Chestnut ate 75 hot dogs over the weekend. What a glutton. Not a sport at all, by the way. Rob and I were talking about this when you were gone. Rob's convinced that that night he goes out and eats a steak with his family after the hot dog eating contest. I said he probably doesn't eat for a week.
I wouldn't be surprised. I was actually thinking this over the weekend.
Can you imagine what his stomach feels like?
Can you imagine having a job that everybody else enjoys but you? Like, I don't know about you guys, but if we were playing like Family Feud of why we eat food, number one is we have to live.
Yeah, sustenance.
Number two is because I enjoy it.
It's really good.
There's no way that you can enjoy eating Nathan hot dogs dipped in water, and then you grab the hot dog bun, no condiment, no onions, no chili cheese, none of that. You also dip that in the water, and then you garbage disposal it into your mouth. That can't be an enjoyable experience. It can't be.
When you gave the double dip in water, that just sounds so gross. Like, I think there are a lot of people out there like me that have, in their adult age, just swore off hot dogs. Like, I'll still eat a good sausage from Q39 or a good bratwurst if my uncle cooks it on the grill. I've swore off the hot dog. I swore off the hot dog back in, like, 2014. It's been a while since I've downed one of those things.
That's not even the grossest record he holds.
What would
in
that be?
In 8 minutes, he ate 141 hard-boiled eggs.
That's Sean's contest.
I like a good hard-boiled egg.
8 minutes, 141.
I like a good deviled egg, Rob. How many to eat? 141?
141 in 8 minutes.
Well, deviled eggs, the way that I eat them, you know, are generally halves. So he ate 200 and something. That's impressive. That's a big number.
Tomorrow, if your lady came out and said to you that she wanted to change her career and she wanted to be a competitive eater, how would you respond?
We'd break up immediately.
He'd say, that sounds nice, honey.
No, I would not say that. Actually, while we're talking about my girl, so we were on the houseboat, and there was some news that happened yesterday. You heard about this Patrick Mahomes contract, right?
I did.
So we didn't really have time to talk about my houseboat experience, but I can tell you about it now. What the hell? So it was fun. It was a little bit rockier than I expected. I'll say it was kind of like Las Vegas, where it was a day too long. Like, we did 3 days on a houseboat. I could have done 2 days on a houseboat. The weirdest part about it was, one, have you ever used a toilet without running water?
I mean, outside of the airport, no.
This was not a good situation, so there's no running water. And the weirder part than that was the only running water that they had was for the shower, and you took a shower while sitting on the toilet. You ever experienced that?
No, I can't say that I have.
So, yeah, overall it was good, but it was definitely something that if I'm going to go back, I'm going to wait like at least a year before I do that.
I mean this with as much love as I can. Yeah. I much rather would have heard about your experiences with the Zambezi Zinger than the story you just told us.
Well, I could tell you one of those coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
I'm saying
if
I had a choice, like a Carrington hypothetical button game, I rather would have heard about the Up and Smoke
tour.
You
were entertained by my showers while sitting on the toilet story?
Or I much rather would have heard about your sister going on Wheel of Fortune. I much rather would have heard those stories in the story you just told us.
Yo, if I see Pat Sajak, it is funk on sight. He owes my sister $100,000.
Bret Hart's glasses?
Yeah, much rather would have heard
that. I told you guys that story?
Yes.
About the Hartford Civic Center in 1989 when Bret the Hitman Hart was about to give me his glasses and he extended his arms and he gave them to the kid behind me. Screw the Hitman. Thanks for bringing that up, Rob. Ron Rivera wants to change the Redskins' name. Get this. Before the season starts, is there any chance that happens?
1,000%.
Really?
FedEx is against the name. Nike is against the name. The three individuals who have 40% stake in the team are now against the name and want to sell. We always say, follow the money, and money talks. The money is talking against that name. If they want to get it changed that quickly, they absolutely will.
Before the season starts, we're like, what, less than 100 days away for something that seemingly has been a conversation for the last 15, 20 years? I do think it's going to get changed. I mean, there's way too much pressure. If we're talking about in the next couple of months, that might be a little bit quick. Before we get out of here, you were talking about money. Nobody makes more of it when it comes to a baseball player than Mike Trout. Does he have to win at some point to be considered the all-time great that he's talked about as?
No, I think baseball is a different sport. I mean, Barry Bonds doesn't have a World Series. I still look at him as being a great player. I just think baseball is an individual sport within a team concept. I think we only hold players to that if their team makes the playoffs and then they struggle. Like Alex Rodriguez, he always made the playoffs. He was just terrible in the playoffs. So, no, I don't think we'll hold it against Mike Trout if his team doesn't have postseason success, as long as he continues to be great.
You know who came to mind when you said that? Clayton Kershaw. Has there ever been a greater regular season pitcher and a guy that shrinks more in the playoffs than Clayton Kershaw?
Some would argue Peyton Manning.
And you're now outside the mind of the machine.
Coming up next, speaking of Peyton Manning, we will be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, to talk about his 10-year, $503 million contract. Keep it locked in right here. So drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Back in on the Drive, thank you so much for listening on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. Breaking news in Kansas City, Brad Keller and Ryan O'Hearn of the Kansas City Royals have tested positive for the coronavirus. Salvador Perez tested positive last week. Also, Mike Matheny, new Royals manager, has tested positive. Baseball has a long way to go until actually starting their season July 24th. But without further ado, earlier today we had on the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs to talk about his 10-year, $503 million contract. Here's that conversation with Patrick Mahomes.
Right now, we're very happy to be joined by the franchise quarterback for your Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes joins us on the show. Very busy day for you. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Uh, it's an exciting time for me and my family for sure.
Let's just get the big news out of the way. How excited are you about Whataburger?
I'm very excited. It was a long time coming. I mean, I think I wanted it after my first year, and to now get it, and hopefully very soon. I'm excited to be able to fly home after a game and to be like 1:30 and get to go grab a double cheeseburger or something like that from Whataburger. It'd be perfect.
I actually have a beef with you, Pat, because so back in 2014, I started a petition to get Whataburger. I only got 600 people to sign it. You then show up magically all of a sudden. Now you get all the support. Now everybody's giving you credit for coming up with Whataburger when I really did all the hard work.
Well, I appreciate you putting it in the works. You know, you got the ball moving, and then I just try to come in and gave it a little push.
No, absolutely. So, Pat, let's talk about this contract a little bit. You talk about getting the ball in motion. What's your reaction when your agent comes to you and then gives you the final details of this contract? What's your reaction? What's your conversation with him when you're like, all right, I want to accept this deal?
Yeah, it was stunning, honestly. I mean, obviously, I wanted to have financial security. I wanted to be able to keep guys around me. But to do the 10-year contract, knowing I'm going to be in Kansas City, in a city that I love, for at least the next 12 years of my career, and have the ability to keep a lot of great players around me, it's a special occasion, and I'm excited that I'm able to do that, and knowing with the organization that we have that it's going to be a lot of stability and a lot of great football teams, and I'll be able to do my best to try to build a dynasty and try to build a legacy here.
Pat, looking back at your first couple of years in the league, are you surprised that it's gone this well? League MVP, Super Bowl, and now the biggest contract in the history of American sports?
I mean, yeah, in a little bit. I mean, obviously you don't expect all that. You expect to go out there, play your best, and win football games and do certain things. I think I got put in a great position with sitting behind Alex and then going to a team that was already a playoff team with a lot of great players on it, and just trying to do whatever I can to find a way to get to the Super Bowl and win one. And obviously the first year we fell just short of my starting career, and then the next year, which was last year, we won it. And so it's been amazing. I never would have expected to be this crazy this fast, but I knew with the team that I had around me, if I did my part, we had a chance to be a really good football team.
When did the 10-year thing first come up? Like, when did somebody first approach you, the Chiefs, your agent, or yourself with that long of a contract?
It was probably at least a month ago. I mean, maybe even longer than that. I mean, it was something that I had a very open mind going into contract negotiations. I mean, obviously I knew I wanted to be a part of something great. I obviously wanted to be a part of having great players around me, but I also wanted the financial security to be able to take care of my grandkids. And I felt like with this contract, I can do all those things. And obviously you don't know what the future entails. I mean, I've seen you get the salary cap could spike up or be in a situation that we're in right now, which hopefully won't happen, where it could go down. And just to have the security of knowing where I'm at and knowing that I always have a great football team around me was something that I thought was too good to pass up on.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Keeping it in that line, how important was it for you personally to show that level of commitment to not only the organization but to the city? Typically, we see players your age, you sign that five-year deal so you can be a free agent again at 28, 29 years old. You gave up that ability. How important was it for you to show that commitment to this city?
Yeah, I think it was extremely important to show that I had trust in the organization like they had trust in me. The show that I have trust in my teammates. I mean, if you look at our team and bringing back the guys that we brought back, it's because of the culture and the chemistry that we've built. We've built a chemistry of relying on each other, knowing that we make each other better, and it brings out the best in us. And I feel like having that trust amongst the team is where you see the truly great teams go out and have success year in and year out. And so obviously I want to be a part of the Kansas City community for a very, very long time. And I love the support they show me. And I feel like this contract shows that.
So you talk about the contract. How important was it for you to sort of create some salary cap flexibility for other guys on the roster? I don't got to tell you contracts that are coming up. I know it's not commonplace to talk about other guys' business, but how important was it for you to take care of yourself, take care of your family, but also create the flexibility where down the road you guys can be major players in free agency to keep adding talent around you?
It was very important. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things you have to take into account whenever you're signing one of these type of deals. I mean, I understand that I'm as good as the guys that are around me, and I understand that being a part of this team has made me be the best player that I can be. And so I want to keep those guys around me. I want to reward those guys for being the players that they that they are and having the success they've had so far in their career. And I know that with this contract, I'll be able to have flexibility to help do that and to help out my team in every way possible. And I'm excited that we have a young nucleus of players that will be able to stay together for a long time.
Yo, Pat, has this set in yet? Like, when you were picking up that pen yesterday and getting ready to sign the biggest contract in the history of American sports, what's going through your mind?
I don't know if it has set in. My dad actually texted me and asked me if it had set in earlier, and I was like, not really. I mean, to me, I feel exactly the same. I'm going to go out there and be the same person and the same player and the same athlete that I've been since day one. It's never been about the money to me. It's been about going out there, having success, and building a legacy and doing it the right way. And I feel like now I have that security knowing that the Chiefs believe in me and they believe in me long term, and I can go out there and be the person that I am on and off the field and have that trust and belief in me the whole time.
Is it fair to say that you're glad that you chose the football route over baseball?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it this kind of says that it was the right decision. Yeah, it was, you know, I just followed my heart. I just did whatever I could to be the best person and player that I could be and do everything that I could to the best of my ability. And it's worked out so far, and hopefully continues to go as the journey continues.
Speaking of other sports, just out of curiosity, is there any language in the contract that says that you shouldn't be doing other things?
Yeah, I mean, I still don't think I'm allowed to play basketball. I'm sure, and baseball is not going to be allowed as well. I know there's a lot of them. I mean, they have like everything from like jet skiing to I don't know what all the things are. I read a lot of them, but it's every pretty much physical activity you could possibly do. I'll probably be sticking to football and video games for a while now.
I would imagine if you sign for $500 million that you can't even drive a car. Somebody from the organization has to drive you around. That's what I would guess. Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. You bring up text messages. Give us one obscure text that you got, because I saw you went back and forth with Trae Young yesterday. You went back and forth with LeBron James. Who's somebody that just texted you? They're like, how did this person get my number to send congrats on the deal you just signed?
Man, the crazy thing is I replied to, I think, crazier than people having my number, because I've texted with a lot of people, a lot of crazy people I never thought I would talk to in my entire life. But it's just the numbers that text me that I have zero idea who it is, and they congratulate me, and I say thank you. I'm like, I have no idea. I've given this number to somebody, but I mean, everybody from Trae Young, D Wade, LeBron, guys in our league, Deshaun, I mean, everybody, Breeze, all these guys, everybody's congratulating me from all different sports leagues. And so it's really cool to see that not only am I getting support from guys around our league, but around the entire world. And it's cool to have that from guys that are our peers that are doing the same thing I'm doing every single day.
You're one of the only people I'll ever get the opportunity to ask this question to. How does one celebrate signing a contract for $500 million? So yesterday it's done. You do the picture, you post the video. How do you celebrate that?
Well, I flew home and then worked out this morning at 7 a.m. I'm actually getting to go to Tahoe this weekend and play a golf tournament. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. And I'm going with Kelsey, so I'm sure I'll have a little bit of fun there. And so I worked out because I knew I had to get the workout in, because I knew I was going to miss Thursday and Friday this week. And so I didn't want to miss that. And so I got a workout in. We'll get it in tomorrow. And then I'll go play a little golf tournament. And with being so close to season, I can't miss a lot of workouts.
Pat, after already winning the MVP in the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP, what goals do you still have in this game of football?
I think it's about chasing greatness. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, you look at guys like Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Drew Brees, and all these guys, all those great quarterbacks that have been great, that were great their entire careers and set all these records about going out there and trying to find ways to win more championships. And not only for me, but for the team and for the Kansas City organization, I want to, whenever I leave this organization, that it be mentioned as one of the best, with the Cowboys and the Steelers and Patriots and all these and organizations that have 5-6 Super Bowl rings. And so that's what I want to leave this organization like. Hopefully we could be one of the best organizations of all time by the time I'm out of here.
Pat, you bring up Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I'm sure you've heard this time and time again that Tom took less money in order for them to win championships. One common question that I've been asked when I go on other shows is, what does this contract now mean for other teams? What do you say to critics that say you can't win championships, you can't pursue that excellence that you're talking about once you pay your quarterback the amount of money that you just received?
Yeah, I just feel like I've heard a lot of cants in my entire career so far. I mean, they said the Big 12 quarterback wouldn't work. They said the way I play, the gunslinger mentality, wouldn't be able to translate. They've said that the salary cap, whatever the numbers were worth, they said the Kansas City Chiefs haven't won a championship in 50 years, and that we try to prove those wrong every single year that I'm a part of it. I go out there with the mentality, I'm going to go prove everybody wrong and all the critics wrong and prove all my supporters right. And I feel like that's the biggest thing out of everything is I go out there with the people that believe in me in the beginning, and I try to show that their belief is warranted and that it's right. And so that's something that I do every single day.
Speaking of the salary cap, for a while it was being reported that maybe this contract was going to be tied to a percentage of the cap. Was that ever really a thing?
I mean, I think everything was discussed in this contract, honestly. Obviously, with the type of contract that it was, we discussed a lot of different things. And obviously, the salary cap percentage was something that has been talked about a lot with a lot of major quarterbacks. But I think you see with the world we're in today, I mean, that you never know what can happen to the salary cap. And so for me, I wanted to have that that security to know that this is what I'm going to be getting, and the Chiefs trusted me to put these numbers on the table. And as we go throughout the future, we'll see. And I hope this is a contract that will always be talked about and talked about as a great deal for both sides.
That was the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Pat, I have a stat for you as you get out of here. You talk about how people told you that you couldn't win it from the Big 12. You were the only Big 12 quarterback to ever win a NFL playoff game.
I didn't know that, but I'm glad that I can kind of change that stereotype. I know we got a couple other guys coming up below me that will help me add to that.
That's Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs on signing a 10-year, 500 – I was going to say it again – 10 years, $503 million contract. Pat, it was an honor to sit down and talk with you, man. Stay happy, stay healthy.
Yeah, thank y'all.
That's our conversation with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. You can catch it on the radio.com app if you want to go back and listen to it. You wanted to put up a poll question. Tell people what the poll was.
First of all, are you sure that Todd Reesing didn't ever win an NFL playoff game?
I don't think Todd Reesing ever won an NFL game. It's hard to win an NFL playoff game if you never become an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, that's a good point. You got to get there. So
I'm sure he's doing a great job selling State Farm insurance. I'm sure he's magical at it.
Oh, he's one of the best. So I was thinking about this after yesterday's news. Who comes out the biggest winner? Is it Patrick Mahomes? That'd be a pretty good answer. He signed a $500 million contract. Is it the Kansas City Chiefs, who now for the next, let's call it 12 years, know that Patrick Mahomes is going to be their quarterback? Is it the city / fans? Is it us? Are we now the big winners? Or is it the league? Because you want to talk about a commodity the league was ready to get figured out. It was their poster boy. It was the face of the league. It was Patrick Mahomes. And now they don't have this conversation every couple of years. Is he going to hold out? Is he going to want more money than the next guy? They know what he's going to get, and he's going to be a Chief for the next 12 years. So given those options, the truth is everybody's a winner. I just wonder if it's the NFL, the city, Pat, or the Chiefs that came out the biggest winner yesterday.
I mean, I'd probably put the NFL as last in this. I don't think they benefited nearly as much as the other three entities. I hate to tap dance out of it, but I really think the answer is all three, and I think they're equal for very different reasons. Like, if you look at it from the team perspective, how I think this is a win is they have club control over Patrick Mahomes every year that we think he's going to be a good quarterback. The contract is basically a 5-year guarantee with 1-year options at the end of it. What scenario could we see the Chiefs releasing Patrick Mahomes when he's 29 years old or 30 years old? Something went terribly wrong if the Chiefs ask out of this deal. So they have that kind of certainty where now they know what their quarterback's going to be, and they have now guaranteed themselves elite level quarterback play for the next decade. If you're Patrick Mahomes, you got paid like you're a baseball player. You didn't just get the money that we thought you were going to get with $200 million. You have in guarantees $477 million, and you still have the flexibility where, let's say that they win 2 Super Bowls in the first 5 years. He will have the ability to ask out of the deal and then re-up and get another contract. Like, you talk about unprecedented flexibility, so he signed that. If you're the city, you lock in the face of American sports for the next 12 years. In a city like Kansas City, we're not talking about New York, we're not talking about Los Angeles or Miami or a top 10 market. We're talking about market size 32 in the country has now locked themselves into the person that we think, once LeBron is off the throne, is the face of American sports. So I really think the answer is all three equally for very different reasons. I don't really think I don't think one entity is more of a winner than the other.
Who won yesterday? Who's the biggest winner? 913-576-7610 is the phone number. You can text us at the same number. And I think you're right. We can take the NFL out of this. It's obviously a good day for the league. But yesterday was more about either Patrick Mahomes, the franchise, or the city. When you, based on what you just said, I think it's the city. I think that we won the most. Now, certainly it's a good day for Patrick Mahomes. Anytime you can go to the bank and deposit, you know, $500 million, that's a good thing. And certainly a good thing for the Kansas City Chiefs. Anytime you've got the best quarterback in the league for the next 12 years. But how many times, C-Dot, your entire life, have you heard small market this and small market that, and this team's not going to do that because they can't afford it, and unfortunately, we didn't draft the quarterback because it hasn't worked out. All these different excuses, and now you've got that guy in Kansas City. If I would have told you 5 years ago that the highest paid contract in the history of team sports was going to be somebody here in the 816, if I would have told you that was the area code, in every city, in every country that plays professional sports, they gave out the biggest contract, you'd say, what are you talking about? So of everybody that won, I think Kansas City comes out the biggest winner.
I don't
know
if that's an issue, though, in the NFL. Like the NFL with the salary cap, every team has the ability to sign this deal. This would be what you're talking about if the Royals had done. Like, let's say Patrick Mahomes played for the Royals and he was Mike Trout in this scenario, and the Royals figured out a way to pay Mike Trout. That never happens in that sport because it's not designed for you to keep a player. Like, once Mike Trout hits free agency, there's only three teams that have a realistic chance of getting him, and they are all on the coast. I was never worried about the Chiefs' ability to lock Patrick Mahomes in long term. I give the Chiefs a lot of credit for, they locked him in basically twice. This is two contracts smushed into one. Yeah. That's what this deal is. He could have easily signed the deal that we all thought he was going to sign. 4 years, 5 year deal. He then is a free agent again at age 29. So we're having this exact same conversation where he then breaks the bank and gets $300 million. They just said, hey, what's the number to eliminate that? Let's just move forward. So again, I'm not here not trying to answer the question. I just think all three of these teams, they are huge winners for such very different reasons that it's a great day for all three of them.
There's no way to look at what the Chiefs did yesterday, though, and say they lost. Like, sometimes you look at it, you always talk about how when you take a new car off the lot, it depreciates right away. It doesn't have as much value. That's usually how contracts work also. Like, if you're going to pay a guy and say Carson Wentz, for example, well, they haven't really gotten the return on their investment because he's been hurt. And there are a lot of other examples where guys just underperformed. In the case of Patrick Mahomes, this is the ultimate no-brainer in the history of no-brainer contracts, not just in football, but in all of American sports. So, yeah, not only is it the biggest contract that any team has ever handed out to an individual, in my opinion, it's also the safest.
Yeah, no, I look at it the exact same way, too. I don't think that these deals are designed for us to overwhelmingly pat both teams on the back, and that's what we're all doing today. I'm patting Pat on the back for locking yourself into this much money guaranteed, and now that we know the details, you give yourself the flexibility that even if you outperform this deal, you still have the flexibility to go get another deal. I give the Kansas City Chiefs a lot of credit for having a cost certainty. Like, a lot of the conversations that we'll have going forward will be based on, well, can you do that with Mahomes' deal? We always know what Mahomes' deal is going to be, where if it was tied to the salary cap, 1 year it could be $51 million, the next year it could be $56 million, the next year it could be $58 million. We now know definitively every single year, this is how much money we have to allocate towards the quarterback position, so this is what we need to do. So now we know. So your issue on timing where it comes to Chris Jones, we never have that issue again. We know for the next 12 years exactly what the Chiefs are paying at the quarterback position. So if they don't pay somebody, it's not going to be, well, the timing was wrong. No, we now have eliminated that with Patrick Mahomes' contract. So whatever the next great second-round pick is or third-round pick is and their contract comes up, he will never have to go up against Patrick Mahomes in a contract negotiation.
And if you think that was on accident or coincidence, then you're crazy, because I think what happened is the Chiefs recognized, oh, crap, like we kind of pigeonholed ourselves where, yeah, we knew we were going to have to pay Patrick Mahomes. Now, we didn't know it was going to be this offseason. Eventually we did, but, you know, after his rookie deal, you figured after year three or four or whatever, you renegotiate with him, and the time came a little bit sooner than expected. It happened to be the year after you paid Frank Clark $20 million per season on the defensive line. So, yeah, Chris Jones is the odd man out, and I think that probably came up with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they were thinking, okay, we don't want to deal with this. Like, we don't want to deal with this 2 years from now or 4 years from now, because if Pat wanted $50 million a year and only wanted to sign a $2 million contract, don't get it twisted. That's exactly what he could have got. He would have told Lee Steinberg. Lee Steinberg would have told the Chiefs, and the Chiefs would have said, cool, here's $100 million over 2 years. The fact that Pat took the 10-year deal, and I'm not talking about the $50 million per year because everybody would take that no matter what you do. I'm talking about the years. That's doing the Chiefs a favor because exactly what you just said, it essentially sets the budget for the team with their biggest price item for the next decade plus.
913-576-7610 is the text line number. You guys are ridiculous and sound like homers. I love the show, but man, you can't call Patrick Mahomes the face of the league. My question would just be very simple. If it's not Patrick Mahomes, then who is the answer? The only other person that is even somewhat remotely in the conversation is Tom Brady. And you're telling me that the face of the league is a 43-year-old quarterback on a two-year, $50 million deal for a team that I'm not sure is going to make the playoffs or not? Like, Brady was the face of the NFL. It kind of reminds me of that scene in Lion King, wherever Simba's sitting there with Mufasa's giving him the talk of how you look, and it's Pride Rock. And one day I'm going to die, and the rest of this is going to be yours. That happened last year. Did you guys not see Tom Brady's last throw with the New England Patriots where he threw a pick six to lose the game to the Tennessee Titans, and then the Kansas City Chiefs went and won the Super Bowl and defeated the Tennessee Titans? That was that moment where they were looking at Pride Rock. Brady was the king. Brady had a great rule over the AFC and the rest of the NFL. And in the AFC Championship game, he looked down at the young cub Simba and said, at some point, this is going to be your time. The time was a year later when his team went to the Super Bowl and Brady's team lost in the wild card round. So he is the face of the league. Like, there's no other way to look at it. It's not Lamar Jackson, who doesn't have a playoff win. It's not Russell Wilson, even though I love him. The face of the NFL is Patrick Mahomes from an on-the-field standpoint, and now an off-the-field standpoint, I make more money than the rest of you guys make.
Whoever texted this in from the 816, sir, ma'am, I don't know who you are, but first of all, put down the drink, because clearly you've had too many. Second of all, who is the face of the league? Like, C-Dot will ask it rhetorically, but I'll ask it actually wanting you to text us back. Who is it? Like, it's not Peyton Manning, he retired. It's not Tom Brady. It's not Dak Prescott or Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson. That's a silly argument. That's like saying the past 10 years, anybody other than LeBron James has been the face of the NBA. It's just wrong.
So Danny tweeted this out. He does afternoon radios for 670 The Score in Chicago.
I've heard of him.
His tweet was over under 15 and a half quarterbacks to start a game for the Bears over the length of Patrick Mahomes' contract. Can you think of a more miserable conversation to be having in sports talk radio? Like, your team doesn't have a good quarterback situation. You got Mitch Trubisky and you have Nick Foles. There's no sports going on. So you're having an over-under of how many quarterbacks is your team going to have over the next 12 years?
And don't forget,
it's got to be a miserable day to be a Bears fan.
Your team also passed up on this guy to get Mitch Trubisky, and
it's not even so much the passing
up. Sean Watson.
It's not even so much the passing up. It's the you missed completely. Like, if they had drafted Deshaun Watson, yes, you missed on Patrick Mahomes, but you at least have a viable option. You swung and missed in wiffle ball. Like, I'm talking underhand, slow pitch. You swung and missed in a once-in-a-generation quarterback class. You had your pick. You then went from 3 to 2 to trade up to then get the worst of the options. Like, it was bad, and then it just kept getting worse and worse based on how the other two quarterbacks have performed. I mean, Mahomes just got $500 million. Now I'm looking at it. I think Deshaun Watson is going to get $200 million, and Mitch Trubisky is going to be the backup for the Tennessee Titans next year.
Yeah, what was the number that Danny set on Bears quarterback?
15 and a half.
I'll take the overs. There's going to be a lot of them, and we know Pat's going to be here for a long time. The only place that's probably going to have more quarterbacks when Pat's a quarterback of the Chiefs is the Cleveland Browns. I mean, thank goodness that they're having that conversation, and we're having the conversation of Kansas City just paid an athlete more money than any other player in the history of American sports. I'd rather talk about what we are than they are.
So if you want a breakdown of the financials of Patrick Mahomes' record-breaking 10-year, $503 million contract, keep it locked in because no person knows the salary cap better than our next guest. His name is Joel Corey, former agent with CBS Sports. He'll join us coming up next to Drive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.